Everybody.
Morning. Is that Justin, right?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Hey, Justin.
Okay. I think we should probably go ahead and get started. I think we're still waiting on a couple of people. Sun, you may want to request speaker so you can talk about the auction module a little bit.
Joe and Cristiano, if you want to come on up too and join the discussion, that'd be cool.
Howdy. GM, everybody. Happy Friday. Excited to talk about gravity.
Okay, I think Sun is probably working on some technical difficulties. But I am hopeful that they can comment a little on the auction module stuff, which is the last thing here. Then we're also waiting on Luis, who maybe can't make it today. But they were involved in the fee change proposal, which passed recently, which, you know, worst case scenario, we can just summarize.
I think that would be a good place to start is, you know, the proposals on deck and kind of what they consist of and why some of the intentions behind some of the proposals and the fee changes would be a good place to start the context.
Sure. You know, just to go ahead and get things rolling. Let's go ahead and start there. So most recently, two proposals have been made and passed to both reduce inflation and to increase the chain base fee. I think the explanations for both of these are relatively well explained in the actual proposal text themselves. So I think everybody should probably go and read proposals 198 and 199. But just to provide a summary here, essentially the goal is to try and collect more fees. So increase from 2 basis points to 4 basis points for the bridge out fee, and to reduce inflation with the goal of making the chain a little bit more sustainable as far as security expenditure versus incoming budget. Now, the inflation proposal has outlines a plan to slowly dial down the inflation over the next, I think it's nearly a year, from 10 on a monthly basis. So yeah, the idea is to do these once a month and see if we can get to a good spot, because now this is rough napkin math so I did some math based on what the inflation rate would need to be before gravity issuance was negative. And some caveats here that this is an estimate based on, you know, the last 6 months to a year of activity, and it's also not necessarily so obviously I can't predict the future. But by my rough calculations, that if gravity is at 1% staking inflation, it is doing net negative grav issuance with the new auction module. Now, this assumes that the auction module burns 100% of its earnings in grav, and that the transfer fees are not being given to these stakers. So yeah, this is also over a relatively slow time for the bridge. So if we were to, for example, cherry pick a really active bridge time, and base fees collected off of that, then inflation could be higher. But all of these parameters and which one, the community members would prefer, either to distribute more fees to stakers or more fees to the new auction module, is an interesting subject for discussion coming up. And I was really hoping Sun, who has been working with Notional, whom governance proposal, one second, let me make sure I got my proposal straight here. Governance proposal, where is the auction module proposal? Yeah, okay, 180. Proposal 180, funded development to the auction module, which Notional has been working on, and is at this point close to completing. And Hawk Network Sync, which was made the maintenance and update partner for Gravity Bridge in proposal. I'm not going to bother going that far back. But anyways, Hawk is currently working, are currently working on integrating Notional's code base and getting that ready for deploy, as outlined in proposal 180, to be developed by Notional and then integrated by Hawk. Okay, I'm sure that was all dry and very boring, and now everybody can come in, comment, and thoughts and opinions. And I see that Luis is here, so that's great. Okay, well, I'll be taking questions the whole time if anybody wants to raise their hand and start speaking or anything like that. Oh, there we go. Here we are. So yeah, go ahead.
Hello, everyone. Good morning or evening. Do you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine.
Awesome. Yeah, you never know with Twitter, so I always ask.
Always good to ask.
Yeah, okay. So the things that I think we need to consider are, well, the inflation, as you mentioned. I think it's the proposal passed and everything, so we're all on the same page that it should be reduced initially. And the increase to the bridge fees will hopefully start first diversifying the community pool bit by bit, but also give us increase the funds available for the auction module, which will hopefully be coming soon, I guess. I don't know much of the details there, but with the auction.
So to speak about that, if you take a look at the code available on GitHub from Notional, it's pretty complete and they're doing some cleanup and testing on it. And then I generally think we'll probably be able to integrate it inside of a couple of weeks and get a proposal up to the community. I could see it by the end of this month. Obviously, it depends on a lot of factors, so we'll just have to see how it goes.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's awesome then. With all of those, the only thing that I think we need to address, seeing as we have the inflation more under control, the diversification of revenue for the protocol and stakers. So for me, the part that we need to discuss more is where are we going to have grab liquidity or focus the grab liquidity going forward? And Deborah mentioned that maybe we should consider having it on Ethereum. And I think that's probably for the best, because right now we have some liquidity on Crescent, on Iris, on Osmosis, and Osmosis specifically hasn't been very welcoming to the Gravity assets. So I think we need to focus on on building a pool paired with the stable assets, and just be the only focus for getting Grav essentially, and maybe one in Crescent, which has been going well. But the idea is that we are managing the inflation, we're managing emissions, and now we need to have a pool with a stable asset to manage that it doesn't get hurt by being paired with something like Osmo or another asset that may not necessarily accrue value. So for me, that's kind of the main issue that we still haven't talked about. I think Brian has some comments as well with that, maybe doing it with the USDT.
Yeah, I think there's a couple of different strategies here. There were, you know, we put up some ideas in Discord, and there's a lot of things that can be done. It's trying to figure out the strategy and the sequence of what exactly to do and which order that would best help, like, liquidity. I think one of the main things, like, full disclosure, is, like, we, you know, we got a spend proposal to do business development. And if we kind of cashed in our token that we got right now, like, to pay bills, it would absolutely collapse, you know, market cap and price. And so we're going to hold on, you know, as much as humanly possible until that, so we don't, you know, crush the price. And I think that's one of the conversations is, like, if we're having issues, validators with a lot more token that need to pay for servers and security, it gets more complicated on, you know, at what point does a validator who can't spend the token received for securing the chain decide to bail. So token price, in all honesty, in our efforts to do business development, we've gotten pushed back and, like, wait a second, can't somebody just buy the chain for $400,000 or $1 million? Has been a common, how are we going to trust a bridge whose fully diluted market cap is only $4 million, right? Are we going to trust hundreds of millions of dollars in trading volume on a chain that has only $4 million of market cap, whether or not the technical security of Gravity Bridge is there? So from our perspective, trying to sell, if we can show a story with liquidity or token going up and to the right, whether you like it or not, it helps ease the narrative and the story of connecting Gravity to more chains. So there's lots of reasons why deeper liquidity is important, and then figuring out which strategies that we can deploy is kind of the next steps.
Yeah, basically, I think we need to define which protocol or which pool we're going to focus on to build that liquidity. And as I mentioned, Ethereum is an option. I was also thinking maybe at most, considering, you know, the EVM focused on with them, and it's easier. Actually, it should be easier to build a good pool there because of concentrated liquidity. But the same can be said of, you know, doing it in Uniswap. So to me, those are the two options that I see that it might be worth it, you know, doing it with Epmos or doing it in Ethereum. And I don't know if anyone else has thoughts on this. The point to me is to get more ideas of where we can build liquidity for Grav, considering how the tokenomics are changing and how it eventually, probably by the end of the year or started up next year, it will be deflationary. So if anyone wants to speak up, please.
I personally opinion is being next on a chain that has the most liquidity, having a pool on Ethereum where there's a ton of liquidity, obviously the transaction fees will be higher, but that to me seems that you would have access to more, a larger user base and a way to kind of attract more users in a pool there on Evmos. You know, once again, it's kind of like who are you partnering with? Some of the different kind of approaches is, like, as we talk to a new chain, let's call it, like, you know, X chain or whatever, as X chain kind of deploys, some of the kind of, negotiations that we're talking about is creating pools of liquidity on the chain where the bridge is deployed as part of the strategy as well. So I think there's going to be a multiple strategy approach in the future. The question is, you know, how do you attract liquidity today? There are options available in terms of on-chain hedge funds and on-chain liquidity providers. We met with one this past week who will basically loan the counterparty asset, as in, like, USDC or USDT, and they will do it for a no premium options contract to cover a scenario in which, you know, Gravity pumps or Gravity Grav token dumps, right? So there are options out there, it's a little bit on the small side. The minimum kind of buy-in is usually 250,000 worth of token, and they'll supply the other side of it. So there are options, but the no premium options contract also feels a little bit, you know, getting free options is would be nice. So anybody who could get free options would, and then what they do is they do provide the other side of the pair. So that is an option on hiring a outside money marker liquidity provider who gets basically no premium options. And then there's a fee split on that. And that's an option. And, you know, doing an OTC trade to find somebody who wants to basically buy Graph token and earn fees on it, that is an option. Other than that, I am not sure what other options are available to get to create the counterparty asset from Gravity side. So what's the counterparty asset? Ideally, it's a stable coin, but those are kind of the two options I think that are available via an OTC trade or having a liquidity provider that does this and does DeFi market making. There's also the CeFi option. We've been exploring CeFi integrations, and we met with a provider that has over 100 different integrations to centralized exchanges. And but something along that line starts at the $500,000 to $1 million custodian and integration fee, right? So within the current treasury of what's available right now, it's not necessarily viable, but you know, one integration gets you access to over 100 different centralized exchanges. So there are options, but they are pricey.
Yeah, I think that the idea also could be of having protocol own liquidity to USDT, for instance, and having a concentrated liquidity pool with USDT on the Cosmos side and or USDC, whatever asset. And now that you mention it, like we could do pools like that that will help us make it more accessible as an on-off ramp through Ethereum, because that's one of the major for me barriers to users is that okay, I bridged it over, I used Gravity Bridge, it was the best option, but how do I swap to another token, you know? And not having those pools in Cosmos hurts us, and also developing on the Ethereum side something to when people want to bridge over, I don't know, Atom ERC-20, for instance, or the ST assets that we recently added. Yeah, would it be worthwhile to have like a working group that focuses on this, or what are your thoughts, Justin? Because right now it feels like we would need a group of people that take the decisions on this and bring it to the community so the community can decide eventually. But having a group of people to actually move forward, what the different liquidity options would be ideal, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I think the options that you and Brian and sort of the Alpha Growth team have been exploring, and you know, this is just my opinion as a community member, is that continuing to discuss this in the governance forum, getting some opinions, and, you know, moving on to a proposal, because a lot of times people don't respond until it's a proposal, and then suddenly everybody wakes up and is like, oh wait, I have an opinion. But, you know, I think that would be great to try and figure out what next steps the chain wants to take and how the community wants to sort of approach this problem. You know, there is also the angle of, that the auction module and inflation changes, which, you know, I sort of recapped at the start of this, you know, it's just sort of a summary of what's happened so far. Those are going to take their own time to bake as well. And while a holding action doesn't necessarily feel good, it is a potentially a valid thing to do.
By holding, you mean...
just waiting for those to have time to settle in.
Yeah, that's a good option. I mean, we're doing a lot of changes with the bridge fees and the inflation reduction. That would be... And we should... We could probably wait it out a bit to see how things settle. I agree.
Yeah, and I do have to say that I really appreciate your helping out with the inflation reduction and the sort of spearheading the inflation reduction and fees change proposals.
Yeah, no problem. I think we're what I want is. And the centralized bridge that it's more secure, you know, and one of the arguments used is the token. Okay, then let's fix the token and then there will be nothing to criticize. I'm sure they'll find something, but, you know, removing all those objections is part of what I want. Because to be honest, right now, it's to me is the best option to bridge from and to Ethereum. But there's UX issues that you know, finding the correct liquidity pool. Okay, where do I swap for the token that I want, etc. But I think we're moving in the right direction. I appreciate the support from the community and glad to help.
So I think maybe we should open the floor for comments and thoughts now. Oh, I'm sorry, Joe, you're a little quiet.
How about now? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, perfect. So I was just thinking, you know, Justin, to your point, people really only like to respond to these types of conversations, you know, for when there's an actual proposal live and on chain. So I had a thought, and most people are probably going to be like, no, that's annoying as hell, but this could work. Let's say, based on our research, we boil this down to three options. And we say, these are the three most viable options based on everybody that we've talked to and all the different teams we've met with, about how we can, you know, build the liquidity and the health of the Grav token, right? And then one at a time, we just put these proposals up with the three options. Number one, should we do this? And we'll start with the cheapest option. And then the community votes on it. And then maybe some people will be like, wait, what the heck? Hold on, I want to join into this conversation. Then based on if it passes or doesn't pass, obviously we'll move forward with it. If it doesn't pass, we'll have some more conversations like this. Hopefully more stakeholders will show up and talk about it. And then, you know, we'll move forward with the second option, or we'll, you know, reframe the first one, et cetera, and then have it be in the form of kind of three different things. What do you think about that?
I mean, so any opinion I have on that is just as a community member. And what, you know, the real opinion that matters is how the token holders vote. And this is something that, once again, in my opinion, is a great strength of Gravity Bridge's governance strategy, is to be opening and encourage people to submit proposals and, you know, judge them on their merits, as opposed to getting into off-chain procedural stuff that happens on a lot of other chains that really don't want to embrace, permissionless governance. It is up to the community, and my once again personal opinion is that it would probably be well received.
Okay, awesome. And of course, yeah, in any questions we're asking to anybody on here is just it's just a conversation, and it's just, you know, a community opinion. So I would love to open that question up to anybody else potentially, and, you know, here that's here in the audience. Brian, if you wanted to add anything, any of your thoughts on that as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll just put my own, you know, position forward as a community member. I would say medium term. I don't know what to do short term. There's ideas that we could do long term. Medium term, as we expand the chains, having a liquidity pool as we go from chain to chain to chain, and most of the chains are deploying that we're talking to are doing this in a grant format to give a grant to Gravity Bridge to build the bridge. Using some or said part of that grant to create liquidity pools on that chain, right? So I think that's the medium term, the most viable medium term strategy. On the short term, it's very, very difficult. long term, you know, as if market cap becomes more available and there's more protocol owned liquidity, a lot more options become available. And I think it's a good idea to make sure that that if the narrative is changing to a more real yield deflationary currency, that with the emissions and the fees being generated, it's kind of becomes potentially more viable to and more attractive to long term relative value cash flow investors. We should also push that narrative out there after those proposals. So I think it is a little bit of a cart before the horse. I think there's some ideas, medium term ideas, long term that seem viable. Short term is, there's not a really good and clear suggestion in my opinion.
I appreciate adding that in, Brian. And one thing, you know, one thing that's worth noting is this entire process will continue to get easier. Gravity Bridge, the brand, the team that's pushing it, you know, as we do grow, it's probably going to be, you know, there's probably going to be options to essentially have a clause in the, you know, in the integration agreement of not only are you going to, you know, you're going to pay for the, you're going to give Gravity Bridge a grant, but additionally, we'd like to put a, you know, 100K as a counterparty asset into a liquidity pool. And that could be something as Gravity Bridge gets a little bit higher status and has a little bit more leverage, then that could absolutely be more of a medium to long-term option.
Yeah, personally, agree with that, and I'll be glad to help so we can bring it on chain and get some opinion on that, as well as waiting a bit to, you know, to see how it develops. We also have to, one thing that's missing from the auction module will be the front end that, well, Interblock will be deploying, but we still need to get the module on chain first so we can start developing the front end. That I think the auction module alone will be a strong narrative for Gravity, because it'll give us something that takes some part of that capture revenue, which we were seeing about a couple thousand USD depending on the token. And that alone will create a buy pressure for Gravity that I'm excited about. And we'll see how that progresses, to be honest. And if it's by the end of this month, hopefully, then we should see some results by October then.
Yeah, the community still has some parameter decisions to make there, as far as with the deployment of the module.
How much to allocate on the spread of the auction, the minimum bid.
Yeah. So all of these, you know, as we get a little bit closer to launch, we'll try and put out, because it needs to go out before the upgrade, so the community can decide the initial parameters.
That would be like a text proposal then, or a signaling proposal?
Yeah. It would be a text proposal.
Yeah.
And then that text proposal would feed into the upgrade, into the code presented for the upgrade proposal.
Awesome. Yeah, for my part, I think that those were the topics that I wanted to talk about. I don't know if there's anything from the Alpha team that they want to discuss.
I think your idea on the Ethereum concentrated liquidity pool is something that we should take a further look at for sure in the short term, and do some research on that from our side, and you know, start maybe a working group or discussions on that. That would be really valuable. And then, as Justin kind of said, you know, we have to wait to see if these other proposals pass through and how's that impacts things before we start focusing on liquidity and new narratives around said liquidity pools.
Awesome.
And I just invited Sun up as a speaker. So Sun is with Notional, who has been working on the auction module.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah. Okay. So I just want to give the community a little bit update on the auction module right now. So I have a call with like Tristan and Justin last week on how the logic, like all the logical stuff on the module, and they give like a good criticism. So we just update the code that, you know, like follow their recommendation. After that, we just modified the unit tests for the module. And right now we are testing on the upgrade handler for the upgrading part, adding the auction to the chain. So that's just a quick summary of our progress right now.
Yeah, and to upgrade and to update that from the other end, we are testing integrating the like latest code as well. And we may split it up into a few different PRs because there were some other changes that got mixed in that we prefer to have, more separated. So I think we are at this stage pretty ready to take the code y'all have made and do the final integration for the chain upgrade.
If I'm all open for the community for like question, because I've been like missing on few community call right like for the past few weeks. I'm mainly just updating the progress on Slack with Justin. So if you guys have any question, I'm all ready to.
Awesome. Sounds like we're doing good. Thanks for speaking. Everybody's asking for speaking permissions again. I think people got kicked out by Twitter. So let's just give everybody a second to settle back in. Well, it looks like we lost Lewis for one reason or another. But anyways, I think we're pretty much wrapping up here. This was the whole agenda of the community call. If anybody has any questions, feel free to speak up now, or feel free to show up in Discord or Commonwealth Governance Forum, and we can chat about that.
Right on. Thank you, Justin.
Yeah, thank you. Once again, I really appreciate everyone's efforts and all the different teams that are making Gravity possible. Okay.
Thanks, Justin.
Hope you all have a great weekend.
Sir.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. rocks, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rave and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Terra Spaces.